So I think we can start the meeting. Thank you everyone for joining. This is our first meeting program working group meeting for the Johannesburg ICANN meeting. Thank you for joining, and we are going to start talking about Copenhagen. So, anything you would like to tell us about Copenhagen? Anything you saw, anything you heard? No? I have a question for you. What do you think about the timer that was used during the CCTLD update? Yes, Katrina?
Well, I didn't even notice it, probably those who had to present could be different opinions.
Yes, I did notice that they were a little bit stressed by it. Maybe a little intimidated, but as first time, it's always challenging. Later, I think that they handled it, and it was nice. At least I liked it. I don't know anyone else has some other comment regarding the timer. No? Okay. And now that we have the feedback on, did you have any chance to read it? It was a very interesting survey, mostly because we had a very, large response rate as past meetings. It was double the size of the responses. To me, it was very interesting to learn that people want to interact more, and I think this is one of the biggest challenges that we have for our next meeting. I know we've talked about this in the past, but still, interaction is what people want to discuss and to be prepared before the meeting. With this, how do I say it? If there is a way that we can prepare people before the meeting, it would be awesome. As for example, having a conversation with the chairs and with their families. If they are thinking about asking questions to the audience that is present, it will be nice to know in advance. I know sometimes it is difficult to do this because they just come up during the presentation. But I think it will be helpful for the people that are coming to the meeting so they know that they will be asked about this and they can either update themselves regarding the subject or at least know that they are going to be asked this question. So, looking at the feedback on feedback, we had a very positive feedback. As you can see, the vast majority is either very satisfied or satisfied with the meeting, which I think is great. The next graphic, if you go to the second page, that says, how would you rate the following items? That's interesting. I think people do like the content of the presentation, but sometimes not so much. And some comments were saying that the topics were too deep for the audience to follow. That's why I was talking about the preparing some, well, not some sort of summary, but at least to tell people in advance where to find information on the topics that are being discussed. The opportunity for exchange also was something that people are requesting more. Instead of having so many presentations and to be stuck in the room sitting down, people want to have a little more space to interact with each other. I believe that this is beyond the seasons of cocktails or the coffee break. Does anyone have any suggestions regarding on how we can improve this? Or if it is possible at all? Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, thank you, Alejandro. Well, I think I'll start by saying something probably a little bit controversial or proposing some comments that we receive them regularly. Oh, we want more discussions, more interactions, more same people discuss, same people ask questions and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's really, really, really funny to read things like that because given the chance, they do not ask questions, they do not interact with each other, and they do not discuss things. Yeah, I don't know how to make people. From one side they want to have time for discussion, and from the other, and they do not discuss. They want to sit back and watch others discussing. But that doesn't happen that way. You have to participate if you want more discussion.
Thank you, Katrina. Is it okay? You have your hand up?
Yes, Alejandra, thank you. This is Joke. Just wanted to mention that participating can be done in various ways. You do not necessarily have to speak up. One way of having more interaction is, for instance, what Peter did as the chair of the legal session. He was involving the audience, for instance, via the temperature of the room cards. And as far as I understood from the interview results and from the survey results, this was very much appreciated because it allows people that do not feel confident to go to the microphone or to take the microphone to speak, but at least they feel involved and can express their views in that way. Thank you.
It's Alan here, Alejandra. Depending on how far you want to go to improve engagement, an idea, I'm not necessarily saying, yeah, we should do it, is to look to people like Peter and, you know, and the other leaders from the CCTLD, regional agencies, to ask them in advance to choose someone from their region to be a discussant on a presentation. In other words, actively go out and have them solicit and would involve that person be given a copy of it in advance, et cetera. So it's a bit more kind of pointed, but I mean, if you wanted to really encourage engagement, but also going down that road would require the presenter to get the presentation done earlier because, you know, this would be part of the of the overall approach. So anyway, it's just an idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I do think it is a very good idea because if you start with that planned set of questions, then maybe others will join in the discussion. Thank you very much. On the other hand, besides the temperature of the room and the discussion among the presentations, do you think it is possible to have any other sort of interaction, as in not necessarily a presentation and the audience listening and interacting, but to have something else, as in inner discussions and then presenting results? Or this is too crazy and we don't have enough time for it? Because someone suggested that we should have at least some short group work among the people present and then have some sort of result of this discussion. Maybe not. Okay, think about it. I'm just thinking if there is a way to make this at least one session more interactive. I think having something to discuss, maybe we can do something in the handbook regarding all the how to develop the accept, reject things regarding the empowered community. Maybe set some groups, discuss it a little bit, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, have some conclusions, and then get back to the whole community, something like that. On the other hand, I also have a question for you, if you think this is appropriate. Some people feel a little lost during the meetings. I think they are not new to CCNSO, but they don't know too many people in the room. So I was thinking about during the start of the session to ask who is either new to the community to stand up so we can see them and ask them to present themselves and maybe have people know that they should, well, not that they should, but they could reach out to these people to put them up to speed or to welcome them to the community, some onboarding kind of activity during the meeting. What do you think? Is it okay?
Hi, Alejandra. I'm not sure I understood this suggestion. How would this onboarding work?
I think when in the welcoming of the CCNSO, requesting people to stand up, the people who are new or relatively new to the community, or maybe it's the first time they come to a CCNSO meeting face-to-face, stand up and have a quick presentation with a microphone. As in, people would say, for example, I would say, my name is Alejandro Reynoso, I am from Dojiki, Guatemala, and that's it, so that people know that this is not someone that is up to speed with everything that is going on in a CCNSO meeting. Then people can approach them, or not, it's not mandatory, but just so people know. Yes, Katina?
Yeah, thanks. I think I would be scared to death if somebody asked me to stand up during my first or second meeting and asked me to introduce myself. We can try, of course, I would have been scared, yeah. I'm not particularly envious of those people who will have to introduce themselves. But maybe I'm wrong, and they are really very open-minded and gladly, yeah, gladly introduce them.
Thank you, Katrina. Sana?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. This is Sanna from Finland. I've been thinking that maybe the way how we are seated is also one thing that doesn't encourage for interaction, because we are always sitting behind each other's, and we only see the back from the people who are sitting in front of us. And it's very easy to be not participating when you are sitting and seated like that. I know we are a big group of people, and maybe it's impossible that we sit in a circle, for example, because we are simply too many for that. But could there be some other possibilities where we could see each other's faces and not only the presenter's faces? That's one of my ideas. And another idea is that we would have at least the country flags in front of us, or something that shows that we are one big group that belongs together. Maybe a country flag with the CCTLD next to the flag or something, that it's not just our name badges that are hanging on our, how do you call it, necks. But these two ideas could be something how people would get to know each other better, maybe. Thank you.
Thank you, Sanna. I do think that these are very good suggestions. We will think about them. We seem that it's a very good room arranging to see if this is possible, and I do like the idea of the flags. Thank you. Thank you, Sanna. Alan?
Thank you. Actually, I think these are some good ideas. I'll come back to yours, Alejandra, and I think it would be important to introduce new participants to the meeting. I certainly take Katrina's point that some people are just too shy to stand up and do that, but maybe this is another example of where the regional organizations could take some leadership, I guess. In other words, ask them to introduce new members from their region at the meeting, so that each of the five or four regional organizations could stand up and just ask these people to stand up and introduce them. So I think that would achieve, everyone would know who they are. And I really don't know the extent to which the regional organizations know who is coming from the region, but I think if we establish that mechanism, then maybe even there's an opportunity to, if someone is new to the meeting and the head of the regional organization knows that they're coming for the first time, it creates an opportunity maybe to ask them if they want to be partnered or mentored, you know, as a new participant. So I think if we sort of create that dynamic, it might help. Secondly, to Sanna's idea about changing the layout of the room, I think that's an excellent idea. I know it can't always be possible, but I sat in a couple of GMSL sessions in Copenhagen, and I know they had the whole perimeter of the room with a bunch of chairs in the back, so at least there was more face-to-face. It wasn't completely in the round, but I think that we should look at what options we have within the constraints of the room we have, because I certainly agree with you. All I'm doing is looking at someone's back for most of the meeting. And finally, as to country flags, I think that's a great idea. So I think it's a good morning. Lots of ideas today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I agree with you. We should get the regional organizations more involved. Katrina?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I liked Alan's idea about somebody introducing and helping, well, kind of, you know, holding a hand of those who are newcomers. But maybe another encouragement would be that, for example, each meeting we try to identify who is the, not the oldest, but who has attended the largest number of meetings. And then, well, those people definitely shouldn't be too shy, and they can say a couple of intro words and what keeps them returning and what they would like to wish to build our newcomers. Just, you know, not only new ones, but also recognize the oldcomers.
Thank you, Katrina. I do like this idea a lot because then people know who they can reach to since they have this background and experience. Patricio?
I support what Alan was proposing, and I think it might be even better if the region organizations, they inform the chair who the newcomers are, because in that case, it could be done as a welcome to the meeting. This meeting, we're welcoming this person first time he or she attends, representing that certain CCTLD. So it wouldn't be like that person introducing himself or herself, but it would be the chair giving them the welcome to our community. About the way of interacting, rearranging the room would be great if possible. Now, I have my doubts that it can be done because of the size of our community and the constraints that we usually have. I don't know if you already have an idea about how much space we're going to have at the next meeting, for instance. I'm afraid it will not be very different from what we had before. Now, people working on pedagogy, how to get the students in a classroom to be more involved, have devised ways of achieving at least some of that, even in very large classrooms. And one thing that they often do is when something is being discussed, after getting the temperature of the room, for instance, like we do with our cars or with other kind of devices, they ask people to turn around and discuss with their neighbors, talk to your neighbors, and give them a few minutes, and then you take the temperature of the room again, and maybe it has changed because of all these discussions. That usually works better if what's being discussed is controversial. I think one thing that happens in our meetings is that very often there's no controversy. We're all very much in agreement of what's being informed and discussed. And in the coming meeting, there's this topic of the country, a territory name being used at the top level or second level. That might be a case where there might be disagreement, there might be different positions, but that would lead to more interaction.
Thank you very much, Patricio. I agree with you, and your suggestions are duly noted. And yes, we do have many things to discuss in our next meeting. So regarding this feedback on COPEN, I do please ask you to read it thoroughly, and then if you have any comments or any addition or any correction you want to add to the document, please send it by email not later than April 12th. And with that, I want to go now to the ICANN 59 blog schedule, please. So, let's remember that this is a policy forum. It's the second meeting of the three-meeting annual cycle of ICANN. It lasts for 4 total days. The format is shortened in the sense that there is no welcome ceremony, no high-interest topics. There are high-interest topics, no public forum or public board meeting, or a public or sponsored exhibition area. So, regarding that, this is the document that was discussed yesterday with the ASOAC leadership group that is overlooking the whole scheduling of the meeting. We have in front of us in the screen that there will be a submission process for non-conflicted cross-community topics, and this is something that is being yet discussed in the sense that if they should be totally non-conflicted or not. So, as you will see in the document, there is a new suggestion. If we can go to the second page, that is an example of what one day might look like. You can see that now there is an early start at 8, from 8 to 9, that is planned to be for outreach. Then the days begin within the community. And on block 4 and block 5 are the cross-community sessions. So block 4, it's something that it's now tentatively not a mandatory non-conflicted session. It's just that it should be a cross-community session that I guess two or more communities should be involved, and it should be an open session. And the last block would be the absolutely non-conflicted session that all the ICANN attendees should be there to discuss and interact with each other. We started the call for cross-community sessions early so that we have them some time in advance to prepare for this. And so far we've received, if I'm not mistaken, at least 6 cross-community topics. Here we can see some of them. You can scroll through them. There's one regarding WHOIS privacy and impact of GDPR. Tech Day, though Tech Day is considered mostly as an outreach activity rather than a cross-community activity, but we can submit it anyway as a cross-community. Also, there is another topic, facilitation. Should ICANN send some priority for its work, and so how? This one in particular, I do think it's a very interesting topic to be in the non-conflicted part. And there are another 3, that is simulation on how would a rejection action from the empowered community petition would be like? How just to simulate this scenario and to see how we should interact with each other and what the process should be. Then there's the operational side of ICANN ops plan and budget, that this should be a follow-up to the one that we had in Helsinki. And finally, the one that Patricio introduced shortly about geographic names at the top level. So this is what we have so far. The deadline for submitting more cross-community sessions is tomorrow. So we will wait until tomorrow to see what we can do about this. And Patricia, do you have your hand up? Is this a new hand? Oh, maybe not. Thank you. Eberhard?
Good morning or good afternoon. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
You can hear me. I have spoken with the DNS, I have communicated with the DNS tech people. If we find topics that are suitable for cross-community, then we'll even take one of the DNS tech topics into this non-conflicted one, so that we offer some technical topics that are, if we can, that are suitable for cross-community and high interest.
Oh, I don't understand your comment. Are you saying that this will be across communities since it will have the DNSSEC topic on it?
We have DNSSEC workshop in the morning and Tech Day in the afternoon. One session of Tech Day sits on the cross community time slot. And we will try with the mornings, with the people from the morning session and with the Tech Day, who are two different sessions, to find three topics of 20 minutes that we can put in the in this particular time slot, so that the people that come for cross-community time slots, that they actually find it interesting.
Oh, now I understand. Thank you very much. Well, this is great news since for Copenhagen, we did a big effort to make people aware of Tech Day, and specifically, I think it was in Block 3 or maybe Block 4. I'm not sure which of the two of the Tech Day blocks was it. You had a very full room, so full that people were standing up in the room. So a little request to me, Eberhard, if you could have an agenda of the topics that are going to be discussed specifically in Block 4, it will be awesome, because people have been writing to me, asking me, so this Tech Day, what is it about? What are they going to discuss? So there is interest from other side of ICANN, as not necessarily the tech community, and if they know what they are going to listen to, it would help a lot. Yes, Eberhard?
We know this, but the problem here is that we depend on speakers who are coming to the meeting in Johannesburg, and often only know very closer to the time who is going to come and who is going to speak. And so we don't have any proposals yet. The point that we had standing room in the morning shows that there is cross-community interest, and I fully agree with you. My view on this is every meeting we get a little bit more interest, and we can work slowly and let it go in a natural way. If we can get it on one of the non-conflicted slots, that we can then say on this particular time slot we have got these three topics which we find of cross-community interest, and send it to all ACs, SOs, and see what happens.
Okay, totally agree. Alan?
Thank you, Alejandra. Actually, I'd just like to ask Eberhard a question, really, but for the benefit of everyone. What if we try to position this as something like DNS security? In other words, it's not CC focused, and because it would be an opportunity, for example, just to explain DNSSEC to, say, people in the GAC or ALAC, because they may not have much understanding of it. And also, given given the recent Dyne attack, and I, you know, there have been some attacks in the CC community, I think we're facing a changing risk environment for the DNS community. So I think it would be useful to have a more general discussion of this, which would not be aimed at the technical community, but rather the ICANN community at large. And maybe, Eberhard, we could even get ICANN staff to lead some of these, if you're trying to get some speakers lined up well in advance. I think in terms of a general discussion, they might be able to lead that. Anyway, just an idea.
Can I answer this? You're next door to Jacques Latour, who is on the program.
Yes, I did, yes.
So I would suggest you speak with him in the office, but this is an idea, and if the community were to come and say here about a certain topic, we will make a plan. If interest is very great, we will also be able to figure out a way to get a speaker that needs some assistance. We don't have a budget, but we've got big CCTLDs who always have helped with transport arrangements and so on, so that's not a big problem. But I would suggest, it's a good idea, and I would suggest that you take it up with Jacques Latour, and then us three or the forum committee together with you can talk about it and see what we can do about it so that we can take it further.
Actually, it's Alan again, Eberhard. I've already spoken to Jacques very, very briefly about this, and his reaction was, sure, which is why he was interested in your views.
I'm interested in helping people, and we also want to get away from these silos that we say it's only CCs, it's only Gs. The smaller new GTLDs have the same problems the smaller CCTLDs have, and we have solutions and so on. So if somebody asks, they want to hear about something, if they got you up and say, can you give us, can you explain things to us in a way we can? Sure, that's exactly what we want to do. But I am a firm believer from bottom up. And that's part of the charm that I think TechDay has developed, that it's not top down. It comes bottom up. We basically have to make do a little bit with the speakers that are coming. And that often, or most of the time, almost every presentation has been very good. Some have been bad. Some have been extremely good. I'm finished after the music.
It was an interesting end of the discussion. So, Eberhard, if there is something that we as the meeting program working group can help you to either promote more Tech Day or ask the other community if there are any topics that they're interested in understanding, as let's say it's a technical topic but could be showed in a not-so-technical way, please let us know, and we will do our best to support you.
Ellen and Jack and Andre and I will take this up. This is a good idea, and we're not restricted to ICANN 59. We can build on this one building block at a time.
Yes, perfect. So, to continue with the rest of the of the meeting day, unless there's something else we need to say about that day, because I hear someone speaking. No, maybe my mistake. Okay, so as you can see in the block schedule for our session, we have 4 days. That it's the whole ICANN meeting. So from 9, let me put it a little bit bigger for me because I don't see there. So from 9 to the afternoon coffee break, it's our own agenda, what we, the topics we want to discuss. And then after after the afternoon coffee break, from 3:15 p.m. on, we have two blocks of cross-community sessions. So far, as I told you, the first cross-community session might not be as non-conflicted as the others. And the block five is the one that we need to pay attention just to see if the topics that are during our meeting days are interesting for us. CCNSO community. If not, then we can make our way as we did in Helsinki and schedule also non-conflicted schedule for community or at least CCNSO community session there for discussion. I did something now that I'm using this new plugin and I cannot go out from full screen mode. Does anyone know how to do that? Huh. There, I found it, sorry. This is a new plugin that was installed just today before starting the meeting. So, you okay?
Hi, Alexandra. I could not understand your question, so that's why I raised my hand, but understood you from the solution.
Yes, and I couldn't see you raising your hand because I had the full screen.
Okay.
Yes, somehow I got stuck in full screen view. Okay. So, moving on with that, since we don't know still what the community sessions were in the council meeting is the one that is still moving. Either we have it on Wednesday afternoon or on Thursday morning. So that's that. And a little thing also is that we still don't know if we will have joint sessions with the other boards, as in GAC, board, ALAC, GNSO, councils, etc. So we are still in them to be defined or to be included. Can we go now, please, to the CCNSO meetings agenda? Thank you. So, can we make it scrollable so everyone can go through it on their own pace? What I want to share here with you is that we have, since we have a shorter meeting day, we don't have, for example, the legal session or the marketing session included. And we have, well, hot topics to discuss. As we were saying, the use of country and territory names as PLDs will have its own space because this is, well, right now it's open for comments, the report, and this will continue to see what the next steps are with these working groups. So that will be one. And then we will discuss the approval of fundamental bylaws. That is also something that is right now going on in the CCNSO email list. Then PTI sessions. And the working group updates will be put after lunch since there was a comment in the survey that these sessions were not a good way to start the day because someone felt that they might not be so interactive, even though in Copenhagen they were, I think. And that's why we switch them, as in having them after lunch. Then there will be the CDP update, whatever is new from Copenhagen to now. Then it's the two cross-community blocks, and then we begin with Wednesday, where we will discuss regarding decisions of participation in Abu Dhabi, then have a meeting with our ICANN board members, and a brief update of the regional organization. Later on, ICANN accountability and the CCTLD news session. And we can finalize with two cross-community blocks. Please, if you have any comments regarding the members' meeting agenda, don't hesitate to either say them now or to send us an email regarding those, because we would like to publish this first draft as soon as possible so people can start preparing for Johannesburg. Does anyone have any comments right now? Oh, I see Union has a comment in the chat. She says, can we have the new member introductions during the RO session? We will discuss with them how they feel about doing this, and it's only 13 minutes that they have during this update session. So certainly we will ask them about this, but we will keep you updated on what they say. Okay, if there are no more comments, let me see how we are with our agenda. So, with this topic, the community topic, yes, there is something that I was missing, but it's been already discussed in how to make the sessions, you're welcome, Nina, in how to make the sessions more interactive. There is, as we have already said, just to make a short summary, having the temperature of the room, having a moderator that is not sitting down with the rest of the panel, but walking around the room with a microphone and maybe inviting people to interact. And now, as Alan's suggestion, maybe have some prepared questions to be asked between presenters and someone in the audience so the discussion can start. Does anyone have any other business? Anything they would like to add? Yes, you okay?
Hi, Alejandra. Thank you. You just mentioned that one of the ways to increase interactivity is the possibility to have a walking moderator. One of the disadvantages that come along with this is the fact that remote participants would not be able to see the moderator on screen because the camera cannot follow walking microphones. So the camera automatically focuses on the microphone in the front table that is being switched on when speaking. Just wanted to flag this, that this is indeed something that that we need to take into account. But it would be good to hear from the people attending this call what they think about having a walking moderator, if this is something that they believe could be an added value. Thank you.
Thank you, Yoke. Anyone? Yes, Helen?
Firstly, I actually am a big proponent of having a moderator that does more than just introduce the participants. So I think that I think what we're told is a more active moderator, having them walk around, I can see value in it, but it's certainly not a huge amount of value. But I think if we were to gently suggest to anyone who's moderating a session that they have at least one question for each of the participants, I think that would introduce a little more interactivity and would even perhaps prompt the moderator to reach out to the participants before the session. So I think just taking that simple step, that is to say moderator participation, I think would be helpful. It would encourage them to prepare more for the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen. Yoki, you have your hand up. Still new hand, old hand? Thank you. And yes, I agree, Helen. I do believe that having a walking moderator or whatever we're calling them, it's better because people are then more aware that it's someone coming near to them. I'm talking like a teacher in the classroom. When the teacher approaches the students, they tend to pay more attention just in case the teacher asks some questions. So I am in favor of having a person walking through the room, even though they are not captured on camera. For this, I would like to propose an alternative, as in when the camera cannot focus on the people that is speaking, saying the moderator or or someone who asks a question from the moderator and it's in the microphone that the moderator has in his or her hand, then we could have maybe a slide showing who is the moderator and the panel of people that are in front of them, so that even though they cannot see live feed from this person, at least they can see their his or her face, name, and what CCTLD he or she is coming from. It's a way of giving the remote participants this information, even though it's not live. What do you think? I see Yong Yong agree. Okay, I think we will discuss this with Kim since she's handling the remote participation. So later we'll see if this is something we can do without much trouble for her. Is there any other business? Shall we then consider when we should have our next meeting program working group call? Maybe it should be after the other call that we have with the SOAC leaders also. At least that's my proposal. Okay. Then with that, in the last minute of our meeting, I want to thank everyone for joining the meeting. This has been a very productive and discussion. I appreciate it very much, and your input is being noted by Yoke in the notes. Please do review all the material that was sent to you, and if you have any comment, anything you would like changed or be better, don't hesitate to write an email. And again, thank you very much for joining. Have a great rest of the day. You okay?
Thank you, Alejandra. I just wanted to add one small comment. I will send an email to the group after this call with the documents that I would like you to review and have your approval by a certain date so that they can go out to the broader community and we can publish them on the CCNSO website. Thank you.
Thank you, Joachim. So have a good day. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.